Well, just to close, I want to suggest to you that I've been talking a lot about the fathers, and I want to think about the possibilities of what democracy might look like or might have looked like if we had more involved the mothers. And I want to say something a little bit radical for a feminist, and that is that I think that there may be different kinds of insights that can come from different kind of anatomies, particularly when we have people thinking in groups. Now, for years, because I've been interested in intersex, I've also been interested in sex difference research. And one of the things I've been really interested in is looking at the differences between males and females in terms of the way they think and operate in the world. And what we know from cross-cultural studies is that females, on average, not everyone, but on average, are more inclined to be very attentive to complex social relations and to taking care of people who are basically vulnerable within the group. And so if we think about that, we have an interesting situation on our hands. Years ago when I was in graduate school, one of my graduate advisors who knew I was interested in feminism and considered myself a feminist, as I still do, asked a really strange question. He said, "Tell me what's feminine about feminism." And I thought, well, that's the dumbest question I've ever heard. Feminism is all about undoing stereotypes about gender, so there's nothing feminine about feminism. But the more I thought about his question, the more I thought there might be something feminine about feminism. That is to say, there might be something, on average, different about female brains from male brains that makes us more attentive to deeply complex social relationships and more attentive to taking care of the vulnerable. So whereas the fathers were extremely attentive to figuring out how to protect individuals from the state, it's possible that if we injected more mothers into this concept, what we would have is more of a concept of not just how to protect, but how to care for each other. And maybe that's where we need to go in the future when we take democracy beyond anatomy, is to think less about the individual body in terms of the identity and think more about those relationships. So that as we the people try to create a more perfect union, we're thinking about what we do for each other. Thank you.